Good morning. Good morning. I hope everybody's doing good. It's December 25th, and I am in Reno, Nevada. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. Thank you so much for joining me here back at Chosen Royalty. I'm so glad that you made it. There's just a lot going on, but there's so much peace. I feel in knowing that people, if you don't understand the true meaning, and yes, I'm just going to dive right in, everybody, and, you know, sorry I don't have such, you know, a welcoming, you know, intro or whatever, but I'm just going to dive right in. You know, it's just people are so overwhelmed with the Christmas holidays and things going on around these holidays at this time. There's, and you know, I cannot judge the non-believer for not, or the ones who are believers and still haven't waken up to the truth about this day or the holidays around this time, you know, just, but this is the thing I want to say. God loves you so much that he is patient with us. He's patient with us all. He's patient with us to come to the truth, okay? The most important thing that rang in my head was when I thought about what I just said. Excuse me. I'm sorry for making all this noise, but people coming to the truth about these holidays and people not understanding when I was speaking about you know, December 25th and holidays and all this stuff. When I come like that, I come in peace, but I come wanting to at least try to help nudge our believers and sisters and brothers in Christ that once you get the truth, it will set you free. Okay. I know at this moment right now, the mindset tells you to be happy and joyful and honor Jesus Christ's birthday and to get gifts and presents and see the lights out there, put your trees up and all this stuff. But I just honestly want to come to acknowledge that peacefully. And I want to intervene something that just came to me this morning. And I think the Holy Spirit just wanted me to share this with you all. Okay. Honestly, this time of year, there's so much more jolliness and happiness than any other time of the year. And I just want that to sit with you. Because honestly, truly, when you think of that mindset of people engaging in just the December holidays, just December 25th, in all odds to just buy gifts, be happy when things are being bought materialistically to satisfy or soothe a soul or spirit, other than just having that soothing in within you without the things of the world. Because all those things are going to fade away. We won't have those things. So if we take away those things, if we deduct all those things from the holidays, giving materialistic gifts, and people are happy, people visit, people love, people go see people they haven't seen in a long time, people travel to go to family's houses that they don't like, just to go and get gifts or eat. And that particular that soothes your soul or makes you more godly. So I just want that to sit with you for a moment, because I know we all won't get it at the same time. But when you think of these things and you go back and you get in the relationship with Jesus Christ, once you continue to connect closely with our Savior and your Lord of Lords, you will realize more so as you get your relationship gets stronger and stronger, you will realize that I don't need materialistic things, and I don't need all those things around one day of the year that makes me more joyful than ever. And the things that I see are things that are spoken about in Christ that are actually natural, that are spiritually given. And the things that are given to us materialistically to satisfy and soothe our souls, it's given to us every single day by God, who wants to tell you that his Christmas, okay? And some of you get it and some of you won't. And I hate to have to say Christmas all the time, because honestly, I know that it's almost dimming the light on Christ by not. Christ is in the word, but it's not spoken. You see what I'm saying? Christmas, C-H-R-I-S-T, is Christ. We don't speak that. We don't say Christmas. People just totally diminish Christ out of the word and call it Christmas in order or to acknowledge Saint Nick, or, you know, just to acknowledge the holiday. Saint Nick has been replaced by Christ. I'm sorry. Christ has been replaced. I said that wrong. I'm sorry. Christ has been replaced by Saint Nick in these days. But it's supposed to be the other way around. Okay? We're not looking up to Saint Nicholas or Santa. And I almost truly said what Santa really means to me. Santa, I want you to play a word puzzle, and I want you to scramble those words up and look at it. When you scramble those words of Santa, I want you to look at it. I want you to get this yourself. Look at the words, and I want you to make another word. Don't use Santa, okay? Don't use Santa. Scramble the words. And I want you to make another word. Okay, you tell me what you come up with. Okay, so mentally, you did that in your head. Okay, you know how to spell Santa. Okay, I hope everybody does. S-A-N-T-A. Okay, but spelling Santa, we are scrambling those words and creating. You've played a word puzzle before where you had to do a word scramble. You see the words all mixed up and you have to make two or three words out of those words, you know. You can make another word, and you know what word you're thinking. So I want you to understand who and why these things come about in this time and in this era to replace Christ. Why is it trying to replace Christ? Okay, go back to your word scramble, and I want you to think about what you just thought about, okay? And I'm just trying to be a little bit more open, and I want you to get these things, but get it in the spirit. And you know, I want to make it easy for children and for kids and to start understanding. We have to come out of a mindset of having the stronghold that our kids can't know that Santa is not real. Okay. And I know that hurts the feelings of someone. And you may say, no, I'm not letting my child listen to this because I want them to stay innocent. Of course you want them to stay innocent. It is a veil. When you cover something, it's a veil. Oh God, thank you, Jesus. That's a veil over their eyes and they're not seeing the truth. When we give this to our kids early, we're setting them free already. Before they are traditionally molded into society and they see one thing and they can't unsee it. And that's hard because once they can't unsee it, then they won't. It's kind of harder for them to come to the truth. Glory to God. I want everyone to sit with this message today and understand this. The lights you see on the trees and on buildings and everything, it's just, let me put it like this. Those things that you see, these lights and all of the lights all over the world and that's on these things, yes, it's there to, it's trying to give you a sense of happiness and joy when you see it. And it creates all of these good, you know, mushy feelings around this time. But that's physical and that's things of the outside, the physical, okay? I want you to mentally take a note. Every single time you see a light on a building, a tree, in a yard, any and everywhere, let this season remind you that that's the light that the Lord is reminding me that's inside of me. I have the light. I have those lights in me. You can glow just like that tree. And you don't need a tree to show you that you can glow. You just need to mentally know. You need the Holy Spirit to continue to come remind you every single day. So when you pair with, you get on your knees and you ask God to show you the light, show you the light that's in you, I guarantee the Holy Spirit will give you that same light. And the Holy Spirit will show you, Holy Spirit will show you the light that's in you, just like that tree has that light. It is not only for that tree to light up, it is for you to light up. Okay, so let that be a reminder. And in this season, that's what it reminds me of. When I see it, I see my light is just like that tree. I have that light in me. That tree can give light that is so much in awe that people can ooh and ah and praise trees and big, you know, light shows and all this. Those light shows are within you. The Lord says in Matthew 5:16, I want to share that with you today. Matthew 5:16 is powerful. And in the spirit, we should all know that you have that light. It came so strong in my spirit this morning. Matthew 5:16. Let me share that with you. It says, and I'm going to read this probably from the King James Version. I was getting a message, okay. Matthew 5:16. It says, in the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Amen. And can I go on a little bit more to remind you of what I talk about at the end of each and every exhortation here for you all, okay? Women and children Even for the gentleman who comes and logs in for the spirit that love the word of God, I thank you. But listen to me. You know, every time I leave this podcast, I let you know that you're the salt, okay? And you are a light of the world, okay? Of the earth here, okay? You're the sun, and don't put out that salt, that seasoning. Don't let your seasoning be dried up, okay? You continue to be the salt. Because without that salt, I'm telling you, you can't season anything. That's why I said season well. You won't be worth anything if I can't use you as seasoning, right? You have to remain salty. You are a part of what is needed in this world in order to be a masterpiece. When you cook, you need salt. So if you are salt, and your salt is seasoning food, and it still has no taste, it's no good. What use are you here if you have no salt? You would have to throw the whole salt, that seasoning bottle out, okay? Because it's useless. So remain salty, okay? Be the salt and light of the earth. Season very well. Do your thing, okay? That's what I mean. And so I want to share Matthew 13 with you, 13, 14, 15, and 16, for your love today, for just a positive reinforcement of who you are and why you are here, what God sees you here for, and what you're here to do for him. Okay. And then also that you are a light here for him. Okay. So 13 says you are the salt of the earth, but what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It would be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless, okay? 14 says, you are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. Ooh, I know that's true. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. And in the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Glory to God. Okay? So you can't light a lamp and put it under a basket. It's not going to shine. No, you can't go hide it. You can't be the light and then go hide in a closet. You can't be lit up like that Christmas tree. And then why would you light a Christmas tree and then put the Christmas tree in the closet? Okay, think about that. Why would you light a Christmas tree and put the Christmas tree in the closet? Nobody's going to see it. It's going to be dark. It's going to be hidden. But you still see a shadow of the light under the doorway, under the crack of the door. Because you know there's a light in there. You know it's lit up, but you're hiding it. So don't hide that light. You are supposed to be, like Jesus says here, Jesus says this, you are, he said in his word in another verse in the scripture, it's in Matthew, but he told us that we are like a city on a hill. You are like a city on a hill. And it's hard to miss you. It's lit up. That city is lit up on that hill. How can you not see that city sitting up there? Okay. And that's you. All right. I want to come in peace to allow you all to understand truthfully that all the things that you are seeing in this season are just reminders of what God is spiritually doing inside of you. It's not to honor and cherish and to praise these things. These things are materialistic, and I want you to learn the true meaning of what Christmas actually is. Now, I am going to come out and say that Christmas is a pagan holiday, okay? If you don't know what pagan means, I'm going to tell you right now. And we were never meant for, because God said you don't do things that the pagans do. He said that specifically. We're not supposed to be doing what pagans do. And it speaks that in the Bible. And he talks several times about pagans. Okay? You said, I'm not religious. I'm not like the Pharisees in the Bible. I'm not the people who are hypocrites, say one thing and do the other. Okay, those are the Pharisees, okay? And I'm going to say also that pagans do more honoring of the things physically and what you see on the outside versus the inside, versus getting your spiritual mindset, your soul in one with the Creator, and living more for your spirit than living more for the outside and things on the outside appearance of you. You honor and praise and all these things, the gods of the world, instead of the God that's in you. Okay. And so pagans, it says specifically here, a person holding religious beliefs other than those of the main or recognized religions. Okay. And pagans, what they believe in, so I'm going to read this too. Pagans view the world as a place of joy and life. The world as a place of joy in life, not of sin and suffering. And we believe that the divine is here with us in the natural world, not in some faraway place. We hold a deep reverence for nature and the earth. Pagans tend to be earth conscious. Okay, so just reading that was from umass.edu. So I go on to say, do you see how some things try to cover the real truth about what a pagan really truly is? That just covered it up. So when you're reading these things and you're reading about what the divine calls the truth, I want you to go in and read the truth about pagans and not what Google. Now, this is Google. Okay, the Google's going to tell you what pagans believe in, but there's so many different opinions. But if you go to the Bible and you read what pagans are, okay, then you will understand. Now, I gave you a definition and I gave you a summary of what this college considered of what pagans believe in here. But in the Bible, the Lord says, I'm so sorry, I started reading off on something else and I was trying to figure out what they meant by that. Okay, so in the Bible, God is going to let us know that even in the times of David also recognized that pagans have their own way of doing things, and he was not like them, okay? So to all who are listening, listen, in Psalms 86, verse 8, David says, no pagan God is like you, O Lord. No pagan God is like you, O Lord. None can do what you do. Understand what he said just in those first three words. No pagan God. No pagan God. Okay. So if the Lord doesn't like for it, Lord calls us pagans whom celebrate these holidays. Truly, that's another God. You put it as another God because people honor that before they honor the Creator in heaven. They use these trees as their gods. They use everything in the world that you're seeing, that they're honoring and giving to, and they give their money to, they give their trust in these gods of the world. All this you see is things of the world, and I'm sorry to have to come to you, but it's time to know the truth. There is a, let me share something with you too, okay? I shared this on my Facebook also, and I'm going to get out your hair, and because I hate to have to bother you today on Christmas. on the Christmas, on Christmas, let me correct that. But I hate to have to bother you, but I want to share a YouTube video, and I'm going to shout this person out. I'm going to shout him out because I saw the video yesterday, and it was so much light in the world, and he didn't have to do it, but he did it. So the Lord put it in his spirit to do this, or it wouldn't have been done anyway. It's about the real truth about Christmas. And I had to watch this into entirety yesterday. It brought, oh my goodness. It brought so much insight. And really, I think he was being as kind as he could have been. He was very kind. But you guys, hey, I'm trying to find it. Actually, I watched it on one of my other YouTube channels. Was it on this one? I will have a couple YouTube channels because I am doing something different, and I want to be able to go in to get to every type of people, anyone who wants to build with me and come and share my journeys with me. Okay, let's see. It was the real truth about Christmas. The real truth about Christmas. I just have to type it in here so we can figure this out. The real truth about Christmas. If you type that in, okay, it should, in YouTube, it should pop up. Let's see. It's not the one that says the hidden. I hope you're doing this with me. Oh my gosh, I hope you do this with me. And I'm going to tell you this too. This guy here, I was watching him. He does a lot of teachings on different things about the Bible and things like that. Some of the things I can sit and watch and read, don't know the Holy Spirit's working through. I haven't got through a lot of the teachings, but I do know that he kind of breaks things down because he likes to study and write things down, study the Bible and put it on a whiteboard so you can kind of get a visual and see and understand what things mean. His name is Robert Breaker. What's up, Robert? Robert Breaker. You guys go on and watch him. And he has one that says the truth about Christmas. You guys go on and watch it. It has 1.1 million views. And he did this about 8 years ago. So I'd like to share that with you. Thank you, Robert, for your knowledge and for accepting what Christ has put on your heart to do. Okay. All right. Maybe I cannot find the one I watched yesterday, but there's so many. There's so many different videos that tell you the truth about Christmas here. I invite you to go ahead and watch any one of them. But, as I'm going down here, I see another one that have 401,000 views, and it was put on YouTube 5 years ago. And it says, Pagan Origins of Christmas and Tradition History, the full documentary. Oh, my goodness. It's by Wisdom Land. Very, very interesting. I want you to go and check that out. I just passed through that again. But this is not the one. I think it was the MT Truth or something like that is the actual YouTuber that I'm thinking about. The MT Truth. You can Google it if you get it. Please, guys, comment and text it to me again, because I think I lost it. I saw it yesterday. Maybe it was for me. But and I should have written it down so I can share it with you. But the MT Truth, let me just look that up right now. Y'all, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I got you guys all over the place. But just follow me. Follow me. Follow me. No, that wasn't it. Okay. That wasn't it. But when I get it, I will share it with y'all. Okay. I'll come back and share it with you guys. Yeah, you guys, I love you. All right. Well, I'm going to get out of here. I've done too much talking and stuff like that already. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. I love you guys. Be the salt and light of the earth and season well. God bless you guys. Do something for me. You light up like what these Christmas trees you see today, okay? And you tell everybody that my gift is today. My gift is today. That is what God gave me. I'm so excited about that gift. And I'm so happy to share that with you guys also, that I'm blessed and excited for my gift is today. By God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for today. And it makes me so excited and so happy that I have lights in me like a Christmas tree. And I love you guys. I want you guys to be happy. Enjoy if you are visiting family or if you're somewhere. Visit your family. Share this with them. And you guys talk about it and I guess, you know, give your take on these things. But let me know. You can leave me a message on the podcast. I think Spotify will let you, or you can just go into Anchor and try doing it that way. If not, I invite you to help me build my channel that I'm just starting. I actually have two. And when you guys come in, I will know it's you because I'll start seeing you guys come rolling in. But I'm there as Miss Candace, M-S Candace, C-A-N-D-A-C-E. And if you can't find me there, then just a second, guys. Hold on.
Hello.
Hello.
That's for a microwave, right?
Yes. Thank you so much.
You want a thingy?
Uh-huh. I got sure. it. Uh-huh.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mom. There you go. Yeah.
So, yeah, have nice. A good one. Yes. God bless you.
Through my arm.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, guys. I am so sorry. Okay, back to you. Okay, like I said, I'm in Reno. I'm in a hotel right now, and I've got to eat breakfast this morning and enjoy my time this morning with the Lord. And I needed to eat, so I had to order some things here to my room. But my other accounts, I do have one. As Butterfly Ministries and God's Little Butterfly. I love you guys. Okay, I gotta go. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.